and a warm welcome to Smashing Secrets Feng Shui. We're your hosts. My name is Chloe.
And I'm Joe, and we're a mother and daughter duo.
This show is for all of those that are interested in Feng Shui, including those with no previous experience, but would like to learn how you can improve your life and your successes even more than you're doing already.
That's right. This is the show for you because we're going to be breaking down the secrets of Feng Shui, making the principles much more accessible. This is so you can make your good luck better and make your bad luck smaller. And we're going to discuss how to do that with all the other interesting facts and features of Feng Shui and everything in between. I hope you enjoy listening.
Hello and welcome back to Smashing Secrets Feng Shui. We are here despite the Mercury retrograde, despite the eclipses. We have everything going against us, but we have...
Against you. My PC was working fine, thank you very much.
Hey, we are a team. This is a team effort. But oh my God, it's just...
You're the techie one.
Honestly, everyone that's listening, it is
Chloe's back on the boat.
Oh my God. You know what? I completely forgot. When I was on the boat before, I was on a different boat, but like on the same pontoon, right? And for me to record my episodes in the past, I had to tether from my phone, but it wasn't enough to do it wirelessly. So I had to connect the wire and my phone to the computer, but then I had to stick the phone out the window. At any point, it could have fallen in the water, but luckily it didn't. Just to get some sort of internet. And I've completely forgot about that bright side of living on a boat, surprisingly enough. And now I'm back living in a tin can on the water. It has setbacks, including Wi-Fi, apparently.
Well, we did buy that booster, so hopefully that's going to help do some boosting.
I know. But you know what? I don't know if it's actually a booster. It says it's a Wi-Fi extender. No, tell a lie. It's a Wi-Fi repeater. What is that? I don't know. Maybe it is a booster. It's just got a funny language. I'm not too sure.
Well, we need somebody that can understand that to
please,
make it work.
Someone help us. We're actually recording without video just to...
Because we've been limping along and then it just all crash and burn. But there's been lots of shifts and things going on in the stars. So I'm not really surprised we've had all this because, I mean, literally, we've just had a solar eclipse and it's a lot of dragon energy moving around. You've got your dog. In fact, all those that have the dog, the goat, the rat, and there was another one, tiger, will have found this particular solar eclipse to be quite a bumpy ride.
Yes, I can vouch for that, as I have got the dog and goat in my chart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been thrilling.
But you also had a bit of a sort of... queasy tummy over the weekend.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, it wasn't over the weekend. It was like a couple days ago. Oh no, that weekend. Oh my God, I've lived on a boat for a week now. Oh my God. So last weekend, as in just like a couple days ago. Okay, everyone sit tight. Story time. So I have basically been poisoning myself, and everyone out there could potentially poison themselves too, and I vouch that you don't do the same mistake that I've been doing. So, decaf coffee, load of not good. Do you know what? So, coffee is processed with chemicals anyway, right? But decaf coffee, well, I mean, it has to be at some point or another. Like, I think that... Well, I don't know. I read that conventional coffee is processed, but maybe fancy coffee is not so much. It's really weird not being able to see you, by the way. I can't gauge your reaction to what I'm talking about. Yeah, I was used to that before.
I was going to whip out a bag of my fancy coffee and do ta-da!
Yeah, I mean, you could say you're doing it. I have to believe you.
Right here is a bag of fancy coffee.
It looks good.
It smells delicious.
So with decaf coffee, it has to be processed with two extra chemicals, one of which strips paint stripper. It's a paint stripper. And they put that in decaf coffee. So, to strip the caffeine out, right? Gross. Disgusting.
What, everyone?
Yeah, it's bad. So I've stopped drinking coffee since September, right? And since moving on, to, I know. But and I was drinking it a lot. I kind of go through ebbs and flows of drinking like coffee every day and then like just not having it. But I'm in one of those ebbs and flows of not having it. And like I thought
I get massive headaches.
Yeah, I'm not actually
3 days
bad
and I'm in trouble.
I'm not too bad for it, funnily enough. Maybe, I don't know. It's been such a while. But so I had 3 days on the trot of having decaf coffee and I felt so bad. Like, oh my God. Like I was sat down on my couch and then it felt like I was on a roller coaster. Like I felt so dizzy, but then paired that with the brain fog. So I just felt really, really, really
absorbed. It sounds like caffeine withdrawal.
No, this was like, I felt like really weird. And then I stood up and like blacked out straight away. And I was just like, this is really weird. But I had this same reaction when I had a few decaf coffees in a row. And
oh,
I just thought,
don't
I just
drink decaf.
Yeah. And they're completely different batches, but like I had the same response. And then I looked it up and other people were having it as well. And it's chemicals. There's chemicals. So warm cup of poison, no thanks.
Well, my answer would be get good coffee.
I'm avoiding it now. God.
No, good coffee is so delicious.
I know. And that's why. Did you fall over?
No, I was just moving my glass of water. That was my jingle.
Are you drinking coffee?
No, that was water. You can't see. You can't tell me off.
God, yeah. So, what else? I just want to also say.
Drink matcha.
Well, the mad thing is, right, I went to the coffee shop to get my matcha and they've run out of matcha. So then I have to have coffee.
Matcha's good.
I'm so mad. Yeah.
Well, you sound quite fired up, my love.
Yeah.
My darling.
Well, I'm just pleased that we've talked to each other. It's been
more than 5 minutes, and we've not neither of us have gone to mute or
honestly
repeat.
Technical issues. I can't believe it's actually working.
I know.
I can't believe it's working.
I know. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, should we talk about what we're meant to be talking about?
Yeah, go on then. Why are we here today?
We are here today to talk about transformation, the dragon shifts of energy that can break down old patterns in order to your PC, your memory,
and RAM,
your IT reception barriers or whatever they are.
Yeah.
But yes, we're talking about the flying stars and what they mean, and certain Bardsy animals, such as the dog, are going to be a little bit more sensitive to the energies of this month, the dragon, because we've got a dragon month in a dragon year, and two dragons sort of jostling for attention can actually be quite difficult to manage, or if you've got a dragon in your chart or current luck pillar, it can be a little bit like a self-penalty where you perhaps may be not thinking things through clearly. You may sort of make a misjudgment in your actions, or you may decide to do something that could be a little bit out of character or maybe a bit risky, something like that, something not guaranteed, something different.
And this all started from the 4th of April.
Yeah, and will continue until the first couple of days of May.
Brilliant.
So it depends on, it's not bad energy. It's just inside the dragon.
Change.
So it depends on what you've got in your chart in terms of how that change will be. But generally when we look, and not only that, the flying stars are interesting in that they're in a Fu Yin position where each star is doubling up. So the month star is in the same position as the annual star. So we've got double the value of every star. Which is interesting because it's good if when the stars are positive, because then they're going to be twice as positive, but it's also troublesome.
The flip side.
Yeah. If your home is facing or if you're spending time in an area where there's more challenging energy, it's going to be doubly so. And certain stars in your Bazi are going to be more receptive to that than others. So it can be a bit of a bumpy one. It could be, for some people, it could be extraordinarily, amazingly good because it's so extreme. There's lots of extreme sort of frequencies, I suppose you'd call it, or peaks and troughs of energy.
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, I've gone through army training in the form of cleaning and packing and moving and unpacking.
Yeah. Well, we climbed that mountain of laundry, didn't we?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Was that
God.
Friday?
Yeah. I don't even know anymore.
That was hours. That was insane.
Days don't exist anymore. And then, you know what? Like, so in the UK, like, the time went forwards as well. That's very confusing, you know. Was that? That was last weekend. That happened like a week ago. Oh, my God.
Everything was happening.
Gosh.
But you're also planning on going to Europe tomorrow.
Yep.
So you're going to miss some of that shifting energy because you're going to be outside of your normal routine. So that's a little hack, actually. That's a little trick. If you're aware that there's going to be big shifts of energy and you want to avoid it, you can actually take a trip away and then you're using that changeable energy actually by moving away from your normal routine. But you can also expect some maybe delays or obstruction because what we've got in the centre is a double three, which can be a little bit conflicting, and it's going to have a sort of knock-on effect on a lot of the other stars. So it means sort of external change, things not going according to plan. There's going to be a little bit of that going on. So the whole month, I think, we've got unexpected, unusual, unconventional energy. It's a wood dragon and an earth dragon. So we know that there's, it's just a little bit bumpy.
Well, yeah, it also adds up with Mercury retrograde because that happened from the 1st of April until the 25th of April. And it's in Aries, and that's also what the eclipse is in right now. It's in Aries, and we're also in the season of Aries. And I think Venus is also in Aries. So there's
a lot of activity. And what does Aries represent?
There's a lot of stuff going on. Hey?
Is that quite fiery, Aries?
Yeah, Aries is fire, yeah.
So, that makes a lot of sense. It's sort of sudden, unexpected, spontaneous. It can be big transitions.
Mm. Yeah, and Aries is actually the first zodiac of the 12 seasons to 12 months. So,
new beginnings.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, when you think about it, we've just started period nine, and the first year of period nine is this transitional wood dragon year. But now we're in the transitional shift of April, which is that where we sort of see the movement away from the quiet stillness of winter into the more dynamic, action-orientated spring. I mean, the weather's been sort of really blustery, really windy, sort of heavy showers, quite dramatic. You know, it's changing all the time. And I think we're seeing that in our own routines are being dismantled and new routines are being established. I mean, I feel that myself.
How?
I feel like, just changes at work, also the way I feel. I feel a lot more sort of inspired to do more teaching. Now that I've started, I'm really enjoying it and sort of planning and writing essays and sort of working out where they're going to go. And so I've got sort of different ones for different subjects and then sort of planning the different levels. I mean, there's still going through different changes because I want them to be fluid. I want them to roll into the next one, if you know what I mean.
Yes. But, and you think this is the dragon influence?
Yeah, I think period nine for me is about more sort of revealing things, revealing, like we call it the secrets of feng shui. I think it is about revealing those sort of patterns in nature and having more awareness and understanding, seeing those patterns sort of come to life, tapping into those energies. And I mean, for me, I've been practicing this for a long, long time. But it's, I mean, now I really truly appreciate it and feel that I could sort of share it in a much sort of more user-friendly way.
Hashtag life experience.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, before it was all about books, but now with the internet and...
Oh, God, yeah. God, I mean, do you think there's going to be a moment in time where books are vintage? Or do you think books are just always going to be like...
No, because I've how many have I written? I've written three. I think I've written three books and I really enjoyed writing them, but
you also have a library in your home.
Yeah, so I mean, biased. I love books. No, I mean, I love books, but I hope books stay popular because
I think they will.
Really tactile about handling a book.
That being said, I completely agree with you, but that being said, you do get Kindles and people that I don't know what the divide is, but people do lean towards having a Kindle. So
I've got a Kindle, but I still love the sort of weight and flicking through a book, particularly something that's got photography, you know, beautiful illustrations and pictures.
But that's interesting because I spoke to a publisher like last year and I pitched one of my photography projects to them and they really loved the photographs. They really loved the concept. They had like a really big discussion about it, but they said that photography books sort of stopped being a priority like 25 years ago.
Because they're expensive to produce.
Well, that's people aren't buying them. Like, it's just
shame.
Like that was the main thing with my photography idea that I pitched to them. It was just that they didn't think it would have length financially, but everything else had a tick. And it was because they just kind of died out 25 years ago. So it's an interesting observation. Yeah, I know.
I think it's just because it's expensive. It's expensive to produce, isn't it, when you've got photography?
Well, this was from, well, I think I can say it. This was from Bloomsbury. And, you know, I don't think they have an issue with printing.
No, but they're still trying to make a profit. They don't want to sell the book for like 60, 70 quid.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, come on, we're digressing again. Hello?
Go on then.
I thought we'd gone on.
I thought you had something
mute.
To say.
I thought the proxy internet
go
had gone again.
Get all the words out.
Okay. So,
we're waiting.
What do you want to know first? Do you want to know the good stars or the bad stars?
I want bullet point facts. Is April going to be good for every sign?
No.
Great. Okay, moving on. Can you please categorically list which signs are going to benefit from this month and which signs are going to need to have a little bit of support from the signs that are rocking?
So you want me to do the bird scene, not the flying stars, or do you want me to do both?
I'd like you to start with the animals.
So it's a dragon and... we've got double dragons. So already that's a sort of bit of a self-penalty. Plus we've got the conflict in the flying stars, which means that the energy is a bit sort of edgy, a bit sensitive. People may be more prone to having trouble in terms of their security or stability. That might be a little bit shaken up. Things they may have taken for granted may be threatened, not threatened, I don't want to use that bad language, but may be challenged in some way. That's generally, but it's particularly more for those that have a dragon in their chart or a dog in their chart. Perhaps if you have a rat or a monkey in your chart, it'll have a different reaction, and possibly more harmonic. But if you have a goat in your chart, it could be a little bit bumpy. A tiger could be a little bit bumpy. So there's some stars that will do better than others. But I think it also depends on what your feng shui is as well. Because when you think about the trinity of luck, the Bardzi is only a third of your luck. So it means the astrology is only going to have a bearing on 30% or 33% of your luck. So you've also got to look at your feng shui luck, which is 33%, and your man luck, which is 33%. So if you're in a good environment, then I wouldn't worry. You're going to be fine. Yeah, okay, so it's a bit bumpy and it's going to be a bit of a change. Well, that can be exciting. That can be an adventure. That can be a good thing. But if you're in a bad environment and you've got lots of challenges, then you've just got to make sure that you've got the determination and willpower to power through. And if you can, relocate into a better environment so it's a doddle.
Like a boat.
No, not when it comes to Wi-Fi.
Sometimes you need to disconnect to relax. Am I wrong?
Well, I think the fact that you're going away is a good thing because...
So this just in, 3 hours ago, the person that I'm going on holds... Do you like that?
Holds. Not when you're on a boat.
Yeah. Guys. She texted me. This is the gossip. Don't. She's got food poisoning.
So you may not be going.
No. Well, that's a bit quite, like, oh my God.
That would work with all the stuff going on, all the dragon churning yeah. energy, because the dragon's an earth sign. So, yeah, digestion, tummy disorders, all of that could be all churning around, getting itself in a bit knots. Well, let's send her lots of love and healing energy, and hopefully she'll feel better tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you could have some disruptive plans.
Yes.
And if you're on a boat, you can't really tap into the feng shui, because feng shui is about tapping into the land.
Yeah. And not what? Not
the energy of the land. Well, the energy of land stops at the boundary of water.
What do you mean?
Well, it means you really can't tap into the feng shui
it's because I'm God.
On the ground.
It's because I'm God. I am untouchable.
No, you can't. No,
you don't need to deny it anymore. I am your saviour on the boat.
My Lord.
Yes.
Right, come on. Come on. The flying stars.
Yes, please.
If you were in a property on the ground, I would say to you, sit in the east sector during April, because mm-hmm. that's where we've got victory luck. So that's really good for academics and for people studying, people trying new skills, students. It's also good for oncoming wealth. If you're in the southeast, then it's not so lucky, and you've got, well, it can be if you're in property development, but it can also lead to problems with the lower immune system and illness, possibly sickness. So in your situation, definitely avoid the southeast, sitting with your back to the southeast.
But I'm on a boat, I can't.
Yeah, I know, but your friend who's got the poorly tummy.
You hear that?
She's not on a boat. Earth.
But I'm doing it.
Okay, conflict in the south, and I feel it. in the centre. Cool. In the northwest, we have romance. Ooh. My darling, yes. So if you travel northwest, you may meet somebody special. We've also got...
sexy.
As long as it's not you, Miss Sassy.
Hey,
and then we've got a very good literature star, so very good for creativity and for progress and for growth. It's also good for mentors and authority, so quite good.
That's good for you, then.
I actually like the northwest because that's a good Chi Men Dan Jai direction for me.
Yep.
So I do sit with my back to the northwest fairly frequently. And then one to avoid is the west sector. We've got a double star of misfortune, but we also have something known as a fan yin combo, which means it's the power of 10, which means it's if you can't avoid it, it's not terrible because it's good for completing projects, but certainly do not start any renovations or any loud noises, banging of doors, knocking holes into walls, moving the furniture in the west sector throughout the whole of April. If you can avoid it, please do. And then northeast, we've got some positive energy for unexpected windfalls and benefactors luck. In the south, we've got on some levels, it can be very good for networking and socializing and communicating. On other levels, it can be, depending on whether you're very positive or very negative or yin and yang, is it can be gossipy and associated with backstabbing, betrayal and loss. So it depends a lot on what you're doing and who you're doing it with. But we've got a wealth star in the north, and in the southwest, we've got happiness and joyful opportunities. So if you are having a bit of a tough, roller coastery sort of a month and you're not on a boat, then try and spend time in the good luck areas and avoid the not so good areas. And you should find this month to be a bit of a breeze.
And if you do live on a boat, let me know. So well, high five,
fly to Belgrade tomorrow.
That's where I'm hopefully going.
go hang out in some places you haven't been to before.
Mum, how does the man in the moon cut his hair?
How?
He clips it.
Oh, that's really good.
It's a good one, isn't it? Say it again. How does the man in the moon cut his hair? Eclipse it. Isn't it? Isn't that a good one?
That's good. That's good, Chloe. I like it.
Thank you. Not very likely that you like my jokes, but I'm taking it as a pat on the back.
That's what I mean. It's all about change.
Oh my God. Ha ha ha. You're so funny. How did you get so funny?
New beginning.
Yeah.
Okay. Any queries or questions, my darling, my sweetheart, my
go on.
IT challenged person.
Wow. Wow.
On the boat. Just the boat. Only
when
on
I
the
leave
boat.
The boat, I actually know how computers work.
Yeah, and you're very good. Just on the boat.
Great.
You need
if
that
anyone
Earth
in
connection.
London knows IT, just come here and you can relax because it's impossible.
It's a black hole.
It's time to relax when you're on the boat. You just stare
wormhole
into space.
Pool
technology
tool.
Doesn't work. Yeah, it's a blast. Any questions about the month? Yeah, okay. What are some of the best dates that we can write down in the diary?
You want me to go through the calendar?
Well, no, I just want the best dates. I don't want every day.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
Wow, okay. The enthusiasm pumps through your blood.
Well, no. It's just that's what I do on the Patreon. I mean,
I just want to highlight.
Okay, well, it does depend on what you have in your chart, obviously.
On if you're a paid subscriber or not. I see how it is.
Okay,
guys,
so
I have access.
So
I have access to the Patreon, and it's pretty good.
So I've been finding some good stars. There's a few good stars, not a real big concentration of until I get to the 15th.
The
15th? Yeah, 16th.
Hey, how about the
20th? Oh, I found one. The
18th. The 18th. That's the Thursday,
18th.
Right?
I like
how
the
18th. How about the
20th?
Yeah.
I really like the 20th.
That's meant
what
to be
do you
want to
know?
That's meant to be a good day in the Western thing as well. It's meant to be like the most like the biggest moment in the year, you know?
Seriously?
Why is it so good on yours?
Okay, on mine, which
like
day was the 18th or the 20th?
The
20th? Okay. We have abundant fortune, continuous descendants, duke reward, duke virtue, heavenly noble, heavenly officer, life generating sky horse. It's an open day officer.
Can you translate that into good or bad?
Good. They're all
fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic. Well, we're on the same page now, baby.
Yeah. So it will. It suits those assuming a new post, beginning a new study or new education, starting a new business. If you're into it, constructing drains, you know, some people are. If you need to dissolve something like an arrangement, if you'd like break a contract and depart amicably, it's a good day. Good day for groundbreaking, good day for networking, good day for moving, good day for renovations, good day for signing contracts, good day for trading and investments, good for traveling. Actually, there's a bad start for investments, so strike that. But yeah. It's good. It's really good.
Okay, and what's going on the 18th? That sounds like a day that we are very excited to hear about.
Well, the 18th I quite liked.
Yes,
so because it's a yang water rat day, so we know that the rats like the dragon, makes them stronger. And here we've got auspicious army, bright star, earthly storage, great red embrace, happy spirit, heavenly virtue, holy heart, monthly virtue, three harmonies. I mean, there's a few not so nice ones as well, but I mean, there's still a concentration of good ones. It's got a successful day officer. You know, there's good stuff going on.
Sounds like a hit.
This one looks quite good. This is on the 23rd. We've got some good money stars going on there. What else?
And all of these days, they're just generally like, it's a good day for everybody.
Well, not necessarily. It would be good for some people more than others. Again, depending on
your chart.
What's in their chart and also what's in their location, what's in their feng shui. So if your home is facing southwest, you're going to have more opportunities in April. Whereas if your home is facing northwest, you're going to have more opportunities for romance or for studying and creativity, performing. Whereas if you're facing west or southeast, it's going to be a bit of a sort of slow, sluggish sort of month. You may feel more lethargic. You may be delaying things because you're not really feeling it. You may be a bit sickly, or you may make wrong decisions, mix with the wrong people, may invest in the wrong things. So it takes longer for you to sort of get some traction.
So I've got two comments on that. The first one is for the listeners, and it's if you're a little bit lost about what your feng shui looks like or what your chart looks like and you'd like to know, then you can directly email in at Smashing Secrets. No, what is our email? Oh my God, smashingsecrets@outlook.com. And Mum also does an electric, is electric the right word? She's got 12 types of readings, definite on your needs, but there is a very popular one, which I think is the first one on the list. But check it out because everyone's got different needs and Mum is super duper and can cater to all your needs. So that's to do with your reading, that's to do with your chart. Otherwise, if you do become a Patreon member, then you can direct message Mum your questions. So that can be really fun. And the second comment note that I have is for you, my mother. And it's the second time in this episode that you've said romance. And I'm just wondering why.
Well, because there's a lot of stars that are...
No, just gonna pick that footnote up and show it to you and question it. What's going on there?
Because you can't see me, I can roll my tongue.
You're not my real mom. You're Spanish.
I think I am. By the way, I found another good day on the 30th of April.
Damn. Well, it sounds like a good month.
Well, I'll go into all of them in greater detail on the Patreon, but I think the most important thing is to roll your rizz as much as possible.
To live love life.
With lots of rizz.
Rock on.
And and to put yourself in a good
routine
place, a good sector of your home, and to, ride the wave of the dragon. be confident, be brave.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Righteous. Embrace change. Embrace change. Even if plans go slightly astray, as yours appear to be
doing. No, no, not there yet.
In real time. In real
time. Check back in 12 hours, less than. Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for today.
That's all right. I'm just grateful that we managed to record on this. It's a shame I can't see you.
I'm astounded. Yeah. Well, I'm pretty much in a dark room, so not really selling
the
boat
life.
You know, it is nice. I've not got it on. No, it's fine. I was planning to go out and drop the cat off, but I'm going to be doing that in the morning now. But
well, build a nice cozy fire. Make it all nice.
Perhaps. Yeah. I tried to do that last night and I just flopped. I was like, it just went out and I was like, all right. I guess that was short-lived. I'm going to go to bed now. But it was fine. Yeah, are you having crazy dreams at the moment?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. You too.
Yeah.
Vivid.
Yeah.
Very vivid.
Really
colourful.
Vivid. Yeah. Yeah, I think there's some stuff going in Pisces still. So there's a lot of dreamy stuff going on. But yeah, is anybody else listening having really vivid dreams at the moment? It's like quite noticeable.
Downloading new information, new energies.
Yeah. Lots of change. Yeah. It's an exciting time to be alive. But I'm going to cut us off now, so.
All right, my darling.
You're right. Well, I don't think I need to edit any of this, so that's fantastic.
Well, I think you comparing yourself to God should become.
What should be? No. Maybe I've got a God complex, you know. Maybe I need to talk to my therapist about that. Have you considered that as an option? No?
Well, I hope you catch your flight tomorrow and that your friend is well enough to meet
you. Catch flights, not feelings. What was that? It sounded like God.
If you could see me now, you'd see me shaking my
head. Oh, that's what God would say.
You see me shaking my head.
God is invisible, like I am right now.
Chloe.
Yes, my child.
Time for bed.
How can I help? No, I need to finish packing. For the holiday I might not go on.
And don't have any more caffeine.
But I haven't had any today. I don't bloody need it. Can you? It's 11 p.m., everyone.
And please edit this.
No, I'm good. I'm good for editing.
I'm going.
All right, bye then.
Thank you
so much for tuning in, everyone. I love you too. I love you, the listener. Thank you so much. Thank you for working, computer. I am thrilled. And
yeah, me too.
Yeah. I hope you have the sweetest of dreams. And all good morning. And we'll catch you next time. And I'm glad you survived the eclipse and you're back at Smashing Secrets. We love it. We love to have you here.
Good night, everyone.